Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A former Ottawa resident has feared for her safety after receiving online threats from convoy supporters. Julianne Pauline was born and raised in Ottawa. She moved to Niagara Falls, New York, in 2019 after marrying an American. Last week, she returned to Ottawa to see family and friends, a trip which would make her less eager to visit again. CHUO spoke with Pauline on Sunday.
I mean, I've been following closely what was happening in Ottawa because I'd had this trip planned pretty much since Christmas. I was following the news leading up to my trip. I knew what was going on, but I decided to stick with my plans to visit.
Pauline says she tuned into last Monday's city council meeting for more information. She found herself impressed by the measures city councilors were proposing to handle the ongoing occupation. She then commented on a City of Ottawa Facebook post, saying she was grateful for the hard work that's been put in.
And that drew a lot of negative attention from convoy supporters on Facebook. And when it was just getting like one or two comments, I replied to a couple of them because I didn't expect it to blow up. But when it really started taking off, I was like, I'm not going to engage. This isn't good for my mental health. I turned off like tag notifications for people who aren't my friends because it was upsetting. But before it got to that point, there was one comment where someone was like, hey, let's look up your address and, you know, go protest there, park our trunks, honk our horns. The thing about looking up my address really freaked me out because the week prior I had shared a picture of my house in Niagara Falls with an American flag on my porch, a Canada flag on my front fence, and a sign on my front fence that said, this Canadian does not support the illegal occupation of my hometown.
Pauline wasn't panicked enough to contact the police yet, but she changed her settings on Facebook to protect her privacy and disengaged from online arguments. Pauline arrived in Ottawa on Wednesday when she was notified by several of her friends that someone was sending messages via Facebook using her name and photo on a fake profile.
When I woke up Wednesday morning, I had a bunch of messages from friends saying, hey, someone's pretending to be you messaging us. And I also had a couple friend requests from people pretending to be some friend from church. But this one fake account pretending to be me messaging my friends, like, hey, where are you? Can you get like a Steam gift card for me? I'm like, all right, so now they're trying to hack people. This feels targeted.
It was then that Pauline contacted the Ottawa police. She called the non-emergency line and reported that she was being threatened and harassed by someone. Pauline was greeted by an automated voice that told her the line was receiving a high volume of calls. It instructed her to leave a message, and she would receive a reply within 24 hours.
I left my phone number. I said I was getting online threats and I wasn't sure how to go about reporting it. Please call me back. I was like, I'm a former resident of Ottawa, currently in the city. I gave my current name and my maiden name and I gave my phone number. This was on Wednesday. They've never called me back.
Pauline is now fearful that she will face legal consequences for her report. On Thursday, Ottawa police stated via Twitter that they are aware of a concerted effort to flood the 911 and non-emergency policing reporting line. The tweet indicated that making a false report was a criminal offense, saying the calls would be traced and suspects would be criminally charged.
And the longer that I don't get a call back from it, the more the thoughts in my head are going like, oh, I called them from my cell phone, which is a New York number, and I'm technically not an Ottawa resident anymore. I'm a New York resident. Now I'm worried I've been lumped in with the false report and that I've just been put in a pile they're going to get to later of these are the people we're going to go after for false reporting charges, which would be really bad if that comes back to bite me later because my green card is up for renewal this year.
The Ottawa police have stated that they have so far received over 1,000 reports of criminal activity associated with the convoy. They have pledged to pursue each report pertaining to the demonstrations. CHUO reached out to the Ottawa police, but they did not respond before this story went to air. Pauline, a resident of Ottawa for 26 years, says she is now fearful to return back home. In addition to threatening online messages, she says she experienced hostility while driving around with American plates.
and drivers were so aggressive around me. I was getting tailgated. People were like aggressively swerving and changing lanes around me. I got flipped off. People were yelling at me at red lights. And I had to be so on guard when I was driving.
Pauline says she has never seen something like this. She is fearful that the occupation has permanently scarred a once welcoming city.
When I left Ottawa in 2019, I thought I was going to be able to come back and forth as much as I wanted. And then the borders closed for the pandemic. And I've been so cut off for so long. And finally, I'm starting to be able to come back and see my friends and family more and more. It's like, okay, well, if the pandemic is winding down, I still feel like now there's this new barrier. Because now Ottawans have a distrust of outsiders. And suddenly I'm an outsider, even though I'm not.
The Ottawa Police said over the weekend that they are continuing to work with all levels of government to bring an end to the occupation. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.